Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Today's Nutrition, making you healthy again. I'm Dr. Deb Ford, registered dietitian and doctor of clinical nutrition, and a woman who's been cheering men on towards better health for nearly 5 decades. So this being June, it's Men's Health Month. So whether you're in a car, walking the dog, getting ready for church, or sipping coffee on your porch, I am so glad you're here. And we are going to take time to talk about the men out there. And for the women who love them, it's about a topic that's not getting enough airtime. The midlife metabolic wake-up call for men. Maybe you're just feeling a little sluggish these days. Maybe the belly is a little rounder than it used to be. Energy's lower, motivation feels missing. And your doctor might have mentioned things like prediabetes, high blood pressure, or low testosterone. And here's the truth. You are not falling apart. It's just your body is calling for an upgrade. You deserve better. So let's dive into what's happening, why it's happening, and most importantly, how to flip that switch and turn your health back on. The silent shift, what's really going on. With a little honesty here, men over 40, especially over 50, are quietly facing a health crisis. I call it the invisible decline. Testosterone drops about 1% a year after age 30. Muscle mass starts slipping away faster than we think. And belly fat starts creeping in, especially the dangerous visceral fat around your organs. Blood pressure rises, motivation dips, and you may find yourself wondering, where did that strong, clear-headed guy go? And it's not about vanity. It's about vitality. It's about preventing that chronic disease like heart disease, type 2 diabetes, dementia, and ED. They are all related, and you don't want to just react once they've hit. And the good news is your body wants to be healthy. You just need to give it the right tools. Everything is there. You just have to do it. Key players, hormones, muscles, and metabolism. Oh my. So let's start with the hormones. Testosterone. This hormone isn't just about being manly. Testosterone impacts muscle mass, mental sharpness, mood, fat distribution, and even heart health. When stress is high, the muscle is low. Testosterone is dropping. And it's not aging, it's lifestyle. And it gets worse and worse because the more you put on weight, the more metabolism drops. Oh yeah, then that fat in the tissue actually converts testosterone by an enzyme into estrogen. Not good. Second hormone involved, cortisol, the stress hormone. When cortisol is chronically elevated, thanks to job pressure, poor sleep, processed food, and lack of movement, it's going to rob testosterone and store belly fat. It's the devil. Insulin resistance is the hidden monster. Even if you don't eat sweets, years of processed foods, snacking, alcohol, late night eating, your cells become numb to insulin, getting really good at storing fat and driving inflammation. This is why men over 40 often see belly fat they can't lose, blood sugar creeping up, triglycerides and cholesterol rising, morning fatigue, brain fog. But don't worry, you aren't broken and the fix isn't complicated. It is a shift in daily habits. So let's tackle the 5 root causes and their fixes. First one, loss of muscle equals slower metabolism. Over 40, men start losing 1% of muscle mass every year, sometimes after age 30. So you have to actively fight back by lifting heavy things 2 to 3 times a week. You don't have to go to the gym, but you want to be lifting weights. Second thing, prioritize protein. Aim for at least 30 grams a meal. And third thing, walk daily to support insulin sensitivity, even 10 minutes after each meal works, especially that evening meal. The second root cause, insulin resistance. This is the root of so many midlife symptoms. Fatigue, belly fat, brain fog, high blood sugar. Solution? Shrink the eating window. Maybe try 12-hour window of eating, 12 hours of fasting. Or you could go 14 hours of not eating and 10 hours of eating. Cutting back on processed carbs and liquid sugar. Move after meals. That 10-minute walk lowers blood sugar. If you can't walk, you could just do some squats. I have seen that work beautifully. 10 slow squats. Third of the root cause fixes is going to be cortisol overload. Stress steals your sleep, robs your testosterone, and messes with your metabolism. So the easy solution, get 7 to 8 hours of solid sleep. Try cold showers, try breath work, magnesium glycinate, and oh yeah, my brand of Heavenly Sleep, a sleep aid at night, relaxes you, helps you sleep deep. Or you might want to consider some of the adaptogens like ashwagandha and rhodiola. The fourth root cause, toxic load. Excess estrogens from plastic, alcohol, pesticides, and even body fat will block testosterone. So the solution? Ditch those plastic water bottles. Eat cruciferous vegetables. Cruciferous is like broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale, all those kind of things. Supporting liver detox, also with maybe milk thistle, fiber, and stay well hydrated. The fifth and final root cause, nutrient deficiencies. Most men are low in magnesium. Magnesium is so good for stress, so good for muscle relaxation, so good for sleep, and it's been proven about 90% of us are low in magnesium. Men also need more zinc. Zinc is really important for men. Most men are taking more now because of COVID. You have to balance that with copper, but still zinc is very important. Vitamin D, very important for energy and immunity. And omega-3s, that's another one where 90% of us are low. Great for heart health, great for inflammation. I think it's very, very important to test, not guess, and to also eat whole foods and supplement if needed. Okay. Lab testing, I'm a big one on that because what you don't measure, you cannot manage. Too many men are being told everything looks fine with their annual blood work, even when they're gaining weight, losing energy, and not feeling right. Here's the truth. Those standard labs might catch disease, but they don't catch dysfunction. And dysfunction is what we want to reverse before it becomes a diagnosis. If you want very comprehensive labs, I love the one from Function Health. I can send you a link. You get two thorough evaluations that is going to test 100 to 120 different things twice a year for about $500. No, not cheap, but your HSA will probably pay for it. Okay, what I want you to be testing is your fasting insulin. This is not the same as blood glucose or hemoglobin A1C. Fasting insulin tells us how hard your pancreas is working to keep that blood sugar stable. And that matters because high insulin is the root cause of metabolic issues like weight gain, fatigue, and belly fat long before blood sugar ever looks diabetic. What's optimal? Below 5. If it's 10 or above, that's a huge red flag. Okay? Second thing, we do want to test hemoglobin A1C. That is going to measure your average blood sugar for 3 months. It's often used to diagnose diabetes, but even levels in the normal range can signal trouble. Every time that blood sugar spikes, it's rusting all your cells, not just the hemoglobin, but your heart, your kidneys, your eyes, your skin. You see extra wrinkling? Yeah, that is excess sugar. So that matters. Because even if your doctor says you're fine at 5.7, research shows metabolic dysfunction begins before that point. You want to optimally be somewhere between 5.2 and 5.4. Over 5.5, time to act. Third thing men want to test, free and total testosterone. It affects energy, motivation, mood, and muscle, of course, libido, and metabolism. Most doctors only test total testosterone, and they don't ask how you feel. And this matters because you could have low free testosterone, the bioavailable kind that your body actually uses. So you might want to write this down. Total T should be between 600 and 900. That depends on the lab and your symptoms. Free T in the upper half of the range given. And if it's low, let's fix the why, not just patch it with a prescription that may have side effects. Fourth thing we want to test is SHBG, sex hormone binding globulin. This protein binds testosterone in your blood. If it's too high, your testosterone cannot get into your cells, even if your total T looks good. Men with high SHBG may have low energy, low motivation, despite normal numbers. You want to be in the mid-range, not too high, not too low. Fifth thing, really important to test, HSCRP, standing for highly sensitive C-reactive protein. That's a key marker of inflammation. Drives everything from heart disease to fatigue to brain fog. We know silent inflammation is like a low simmering fire. You're not going to feel it usually until it becomes a problem. So we want to be well below 1.0. The lower the better. Over 2 means it's time to get serious. Sixth thing that we really want to test every year is your vitamin D. Vitamin D is more like a hormone. It totally influences testosterone, immune function, energy, brain health, and even more. And that matters because if you work indoors, live around here, and you don't supplement, you are probably dangerously low. We want to be somewhere between 60 and 80. If you're under 40, you are suboptimal. Under 30, boy, you better take action. Okay. Now, last, we want to get an advanced lipid panel, ApoB or LDLP. Forget the good and the bad cholesterol talk. That's like 1970s lab work. ApoB or LDL particle testing gives us a good picture of your true heart disease risk. Why does that matter? You can have a normal cholesterol number and still have high risk particles. And conversely, you can have high LDL but low risk numbers. What's optimal? ApoB, we want it to be under 80, and LDLP under 1,000, ideally. You know, so if your doctor says, oh, your labs are fine, but you don't feel fine, dig deeper. These are not exotic tests. They're available, they're affordable, and they provide life-changing clarity. That panel that I was mentioning where it has over 100, you can get that done at Van Wert North. They do a great job. So test, don't guess, take action. Because once we see your personal blueprint, you can build a plan that works for your body, not against it. That's why I offer the functional testing that goes way beyond the basics. We find the why so you can fix it for good. I know where I would have been if I hadn't fixed things a long time ago. You don't want to cover it up with another pill. Knowledge is power. Knowing your numbers can totally change the trajectory of your health. So, the 5 M's to midlife metabolic mastery to reboot your metabolism. That's a lot of M's. Okay, the first 5 M's, muscle. More muscle equals better metabolism, period. Prioritize resistance training and protein. Number 2, meals. Ditch the sugar, ditch the processed food, focus on protein, healthy fats, fiber, and lots of fruits and vegetables, especially the vegetables. Number 3, movement. Move daily, lift weights, walk, do some intervals, maybe some hill sprints, if your joints allow that. Number four, mindset. That stress response is a major player. Create margins, say no. Learn to take deep, slow breaths. Pray, be still. Fifth thing, metabolic support. You might need to supplement zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, K2. Maybe you need some adaptogens for a while, ginseng, rhodiola, ashwagandha for stress. Maybe we need to do some liver support. Doing my heavenly cleanse 4 times a year really helps. You may need testosterone boosters, and we have a lot of those at the shop. I really prefer getting the body to do it naturally first, if you can be patient. I've had lots of guys get great results, and it really usually comes down to the diet and the lifestyle. You can lose 20, 30 pounds in a short period of time. So, wrapping it up, nobody's broken. You just need to be speaking the language that your body needs to hear. There's no magic pills. You just need a good, proven plan, maybe a little bit of accountability. That's why I offer my 90-day VIP program. We run labs, build a personalized protocol, meet weekly to give you the strength and confidence and fire back. If nothing else, get the lab work done and take action. Okay, Father's Day's coming, giving yourself the gift of health. Ladies, if you're listening, give this to the man you love. Or forward this episode, might be a nudge that gentleman needs. Thanks for listening to another edition of Today's Nutrition. If you would like to listen again, you can always go to my website, debford.com, on YouTube under Dr. Deb Ford, or any place you listen to podcasts under Today's Nutrition. That's it for today, my friends. Midlife is not a crisis. It's a crossroads. It's making a comeback. Until next time, stay strong, stay sharp, and stay on the path to making you healthy again.